Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Croppens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on your bros. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. What's going on?
Not much. How you doing, babe?
I'm great. So excited to talk some Beverly Hills today.
Me as well. We've got so many housewives right now. We did New York yesterday, Beverly Hills today, Housewives of New Jersey tomorrow. Housewives, okay?
Yeah, it's out of control. Everything just like firing on all cylinders. We're going to be doing a Potomac bonus episode where we break down the trailer for Potomac. It's just all the housewives all the time at all times. And on Monday, by the way, we have a special episode. Speaking of housewives, we have Dame Brian Moylan on the show, one of our old friends who is going to talk about his new book called The Housewives, the real story behind the Real Housewives. And we just talk about all the Real Housewives stuff, Bravo, all that good stuff. That'll be on Monday, Memorial Day here in the States. And then on Tuesday, we resume. We'll get all the recaps in. It's just, you know, we're going to take Monday off.
Yeah, we'll probably combine some. We didn't even really talk about what we're going to do, but probably when we'll come back, we'll do like a Shaw's Below Deck, maybe a little Married to Medicine update kind of episode all
We haven't checked together. In on Married to Medicine.
Yeah, we've got a lot of shows that we're going to miss by missing one day. But you know what? We'll figure that out on our own time, okay?
Yeah, because you know what? If the episodes are like crazy, well, we're just going to have to see what... Wait, we don't know. we're taking Monday off and we're putting up this episode with Brian, which is super fun.
Yeah. Okay, so here we are on Beverly Hills. This town is a game of chess, but no one's taken this queen down. So is this the first time we're getting these taglines, or did we already talk about these? That's the first time we're getting them, right?
I don't remember. Maybe it is, because I know that they came out. So I didn't write them down, because they came out, and we made fun of them on our Instagram, so I just assumed that we saw them last week, but maybe we didn't see them last week.
Okay, yeah. Let's just assume we did. That's terrible that we can't even remember a week ago. Okay?
I can't remember.
So let's just go into it.
I don't know. I don't think we did see them last week.
I don't think we did either, because they seem new to me. I mean, Kyle saying hers. Kyle does like a very Deandra sort of thing this year, where she's all of a sudden going to try and sound really tough in hers. It's like, this town is a game of chess, but no one's taking this queen down.
Mm-hmm. Just full on copying Lisa Vanderpump again. And a lot of people online make fun of Kyle because all of her taglines are always like, in this town, in Beverly Hills. And everyone's like, shut up, Kyle. Stop.
Yeah, that's Kyle for you. And this is also just the game of copying each other. This show, all they do is copy each other. You've got Kyle just trying to be Lisa Vanderpump. Then you've got Rinna trying to be Erica Jane. Then you've got Erica Jane just, you know, copying the bank's accounts of what should be of the widows and orphans. She's just robbing. She's copying bank numbers down. Then you've got Dorit trying to kind of be Erica. Then you've got, you know, on and on it goes. Rinna's are, of course, about her lips. This lips are legendary, bitch, but... let me look it up here. Lisa Rinna, my lips are legendary. And they will never gloss over the truth. I said gloss. I have lip gloss coming out.
Lips. It's lips. It's gloss. It's lip gloss. It's a play on words. How are you? I'm a cut fitness. I am.
And then you've got Garcelle's. If you want a starring role in my life, you better drop the attitude.
Yeah, I like that. I thought it was you better drop the act.
Maybe they changed it.
I don't remember.
According to the Daily Dish, God, I do remember doing these.
Daily Dish got it wrong. Daily Dish got it wrong. I remember that, because on E! Online, it says you better drop the act, which makes more sense.
We did talk. You know where we talked about these? We talked about them on the Two Judgy Girls podcast.
That's right. Well, either way, we'll continue on. Okay. So Crystal Kung Minkoff, Hollywood is full of pretenders and I slay them all. I'm an eater. What can I say? I'm an eater. I had 3 sprigs of parsley the other day. I'm an eater. What can I say? I loved it.
That hard-boiled egg binge I just had. One whole hard-boiled egg. With a pickle. With a pickled jalapeno. Okay. And then Sutton Strachey. Anyone who doubts my exquisite manners can kiss my exquisite derriere.
doesn't really have a lot of wordplay going on there. It sort of feels like they went through several drafts and they just were like, fine, we'll just do this. And no one's happy with it, but that's what they would go forward with.
Right.
Erica's, the strongest substance on earth isn't diamonds. It's me. Which sort of sounds like she said, it's meat. Like, it's not diamonds, it's meat. Yeah, go get some at Ralph's. $5.99 for some sirloin on sale today.
No one's ever served tougher steaks than I have at Shakers. Shakers.
Whatever that strip club was. And then Dorit, dress like there's no tomorrow. And then tomorrow, do it again.
I don't even, like, it barely even make sense.
It doesn't. But you know what? She puts on clothes every day. And during COVID, sometimes that's a feat. Okay? It's a feat. So well done.
If I'm dressing like there's no tomorrow, I'm putting on my most comfortable outfit. I'm not dressing trying to do a look. I'm like, oh, good. I'm going to wear sweats then. I want to be comfortable on this, this last day.
I'm dressing in a pizza. Okay? That's all that's going to be on me.
So so the episode opens up after that with Garcelle looking truly amazing. I mean, I'm not just saying it, but like, because people are always, every week people are like, oh my God, Garcelle is like amazing. But like, she's like, given that Garcelle has a baseline of looking amazing, she's really at a high level of amazingness right now. And she's FaceTiming with Sutton. And Sutton has just had a massage, and Garcelle's like, oh, it's been so long since I had a massage. It almost became inappropriate. Oh, I guess, sorry, Garcelle had a massage, and she said that it was almost became inappropriate.
So listen, I'm going to meet up with Kyle. We were at Dorit's and we were cordial. I mean, we didn't talk. And then we just see a clip of Garcelle saying, oh, you look great. You look great. You look so good. You do. You look great. Oh, you look amazing. You look great.
Oh, you look great over there. Wow, oh, yeah, who is she? Good. What are you wearing there? Oh, you look there.
Oh, my God.
Guys.
So
guys.
Yeah, so I spoke with Kyle. It was cordial as one can be when you're talking into a fishbowl. But, you know, exchange pleasantries.
And then we get,
it's expensive to buy my. Expensive to buy my.
These guys, these editors are really just twisting in the knife at this point on Erica.
They really are. So for those who feel like Erica never really gives us a glimpse into her life, you know what? Fuck you guys. Because last week she was looking at clothes in one closet and then she brought that those clothes to another closet. And then this week she's looking at clothes in her apartment that's downtown LA. So, hello, it's called Facets.
Yeah. Or, you know, putting tags on an estate sale, depending on what date you're looking at this from. So we get Erica's life.
A Chicago poster, a pink neon light, a mask that says pretty bass.
And then there's a stylist lady named Danny who's like, Alexander Wang sent you a bunch of cool looks. And then Mikey's like, yeah. So just looking at
sucks, like, PJs. Look at this wrong bitch. It's like, I need that in my life. I need it in my life.
And then there's a knock at the door and she goes, it's the police. Just kidding. It's like, not for long.
Hi, I wonder if there's any way we could take this gushing over clothes for the 15 millionth time to the next level. Oh, it's Sutton. Give it your best shot, Sutton. And Sutton's like, oh my God, this is my dream come true. I am dying right now. Everything. Yes, Queen. Dying. Did you bring gifts, son? You're so polite. My nanny stylist.
She's like, I have not gone to a store in so long, Erica. I mean, are there guns everywhere in here? Are those guns? She's like, I'm from the South, bitch.
Don't you remember how I love to claim the South when it works for me in certain scenes?
Sutton gives a good basket. You know why? Because what I spied in that gift basket were John Kelly chocolates. And John Kelly is like a chocolatier in Hollywood who I once went to a party and they gave everyone John Kelly chocolates. And I'm telling you, I die. They were Like, if Erica Jane, if every scene was her just eating John Kelly chocolates, I'd be like, this is great content and I need to watch more and more of it. Like, that's that would work for me.
Well, you got it. I mean, that's basically what this is. And she also got some muffins. And Sutton's like, I know you won't even eat that. She's like, oh, I'm going to eat it all. How about? Like, I'll get this bad garbage disposal or you find the hooker.
So Erica says,
you know, when I met Sutton, you know, she was a little over the top.
And I'm like, don't tell us she was over the top when you're sitting in front of a pillow that has your face and your glam squad drawn onto it.
Yeah. So Sutton's like, well, I have a great story. Okay, my friend won this auction on a plane sort of thing. So anyway, I went on this plane, and there was this rando in the back. And he said, I lost my pilot license. Because you know why? He said that one time he was a helicopter pilot for a porno that was being made. And the girl, he said the girl just gave him a knobber. And Erica's like, a blowjob. I mean, I said, what's that? You know, well, the FAA people saw it, and they took away his license. And the point is, people from the FAA watch pornos. They watch pornos.
You know, I didn't know what a knobber was, and I could have lived without that information. I'm like, it's literally not that big of a deal. It's just another way of saying blowjob. I mean, I've never heard of it either, but I'm not, like, scandalized.
You know what else you could have lived without? A mesh shirt with two cats kissing each other over your boobs. Okay, Sutton? You could have also lived without that.
Could have lived without that. It's like a weird variation on the Bjork dress. So, Sutton's like, well, I just moved 10 days ago and I bought a house and that really released something in me. And it was a symbol of my marriage and now independence. And so now I'm looking for, maybe Hancock Park or something like that. I mean, what does that mean, Hancock? I don't even want to know. It sounds dirty like a knobber. I wish I hadn't even said that.
Hancock Park, it's beautiful. All the other neighborhoods me and Tom would consider it moving into are Bel Air, Hancock Park, or Lancaster, which I think is probably going to win.
You know, one of the great parts about being a super sexy, youth culture driven pop star is that I can't wait to live in places with very old people. I want to live near where Nancy Reagan used to live, in Bel Air.
When I first heard of Hancock Park, I thought, wow, my resume is a neighborhood.
Sutton's like, well, I couldn't find anything tacky enough, so I'm going to build my own tacky home. Honestly, in the full year, I'm full circle. I mean, I just think of, you know what, Erica? I have a little pretty mess inside of me.
Everybody's got a pretty mess. Sometimes it's a financial mess. It depends on really how you want to stretch the definition. You know what I'm saying?
Everyone's got a little pretty mess in them. That's why I inspire girls from here to the other end of eternity, baby.
I like that Erica's like some paragon of virtue for little girls everywhere.
I know.
It's like, I am a strong, impassioned woman who really doesn't give a fuck. The F word. You know what I'm trying to say. I don't want to say that out loud. That's just D-class A, but you know what I mean.
I sure do, because like I said before, everyone has a little bit of a pretty mess inside them. A pretty mess where you're chaotic, but you keep it together. Of course, I don't show any of that on camera, even though I've been saying pretty mess for about 7 years now, and you've never seen anything that even really remotely suggests that about my personality, but I'll just keep saying it anyway.
Now get your card baskets the fuck out of my house, you twit.
So then Kyle is putting on lip gloss while waiting at Petite Wasnil.
He stole my tagline.
The Petite Wasnil, the little three with the snail on the front of the restaurant.
So Garcelle comes walking up and we get a, oh, how are you? Oh my God, you look so nice. You look so pretty, Garcelle. Oh, you look pretty. No, you look pretty. No, you look great. No, you look great.
Yeah, all of that. And Garcelle's like, well, I've just been really busy.
Oh, really?
Lately.
Did you start the show?
Well, yeah, I'm actually.
Oh, really? How is it? Oh my God, that must be so good.
It's a great show because I can use my voice.
The show?
To...
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Because I never get to use my voice to really say.
Oh my God.
I guess what I'm trying to say is that.
God, you look good.
Exactly. I wrote that down too. Kyle talking over. That's unbelievable. Wow, it's great. So, so Kyle's like, you know, I'm really, you know, I wanted to talk to you because I was reluctant. No, well, that I know people are usually intimidated by my fame, so I appreciate that. So I just, you know, I was excited to get to know you, and I thought I was expressing that by being playful, like the time I looked enviously at your dress and played around in it and then asked you how much it cost and then told Mauricio I want to get one also, but a little bit better. That was just playful, you know?
But then once I started hearing things being said about me, I thought, wow, like, you didn't even give me a chance. Well, I mean, listen, you were friendly to me, but I felt like I just wasn't being heard. She's like, oh, yeah, okay, well, regardless of all that, I just want to give you a hug, okay? And I've been tested. There's no reason we shouldn't be having fun.
Well, like I said, I just felt like I wasn't being heard with you.
You know, really fun times we could be having.
Right. But let me just say that,
like,
you know,
this lunch is fun, right? God, I can't wait to eat.
Yes, but, and I know you've been expressing, you know, how you feel.
Love
snails. Like, I just want to be heard.
God, I just love snails. Yeah, I love her too. What were we saying?
So she goes, well, we can let that go if we can fast forward to you calling me out about not paying with charity. That really cut me to my core.
I love when housewives use terms that my mother uses, because my mom does that. That cut me to the core. How could you? And another favorite is, with every ounce of my being. So we see that clip at the reunion of Kyle going, well, you came to my charity event and then you never paid. And Kyle's like, well, look, I'm not in charge of handling the money. I mean, other people do that. So I don't know why I'm at fault.
So Kyle's allowed to make an accusation on national TV about how Garcelle is bad, like does not like welches on her bids for charity. But then like when called on it, she's like, well, I don't handle the money. So you could just make baseless accusations. Okay. So what we gather from it is that basically the organization, when it reached out to Garcelle for the money, they sent stuff to the wrong address, so they never got it. And so Kyle's like, you know, I know you're a good person. I know you are, because when you've starred in a movie with Michael Myers, you can really tell who's a bad person. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. When you've had a shoe thrown at your nose, the point where it has to be fixed so you could look 10 years younger, you start to become a pretty good judge of character. Okay, let's hug.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, you're a good person. You took care of it right away after that. I mean, listen, if we had been getting along, I never would have even said anything. And Garcelle goes, well, would you have said it to one of the white women? And Kyle just dropped her jaw on the ground.
Just that Kyle. Kyle thought she was going to skate by in this conversation by saying, I just want to hug you. She thought it was going to be so easy. They were going to have some French food. And then Garcelle then brings up race. And Kyle's like,
dun, dun, dun.
So Garcelle's like, well, this is how I feel. I feel, you know, I felt like it was weaponized towards me as a black woman. And I don't think you realize the effect it has on me being a black woman. And there's stereotypes, you know, that we don't pay our rent or this or that. And Kyle's like, I would never even think that, Garcelle. She's like, yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, you don't have to think about it, but that's our reality. And then the waitress comes over and she's like, hi, ladies, would you like me to take your order? And I was like, oh, my God, do they have to talk about tipping right now? They're never going to get their food on time now. You know, it's like, no,
I know.
Bring up the tipping after the waitress leaves the table, not when she's on her way over.
So Garcelle tells a story about how she was at a restaurant where they were not serving her and they were serving other people. And then she finally got her meal and she had to think about, like, do I tip? Do I not tip? Because if she doesn't tip, she doesn't want to make people be like, oh, well, black people don't tip. But then she didn't want to tip because the service was terrible, you know? And Kyle's just like nodding, like, I'm barely listening, but maybe I should offer to hug her again.
Yeah. And she's like, and that's why it hurt so much when you said that I didn't pay you. And Kyle's like, well, I mean, I totally understand. And for that, I apologize. I wasn't thinking of that. And thank you for sharing. And so Kyle actually handles this pretty well. She's like,
I thought she handled them very well.
She's like, you know, I didn't walk in her shoes. I didn't mean it like that. But now I understand why she unfollowed me. You know, like I get a little bit more about who she is and where she comes from and stuff, which I thought was nice. But, you know, all of that aside, I think it's really, this is such a good Housewives fight, because it's like, you said you were going to give charity and you did not. You did not give it. Oh, well, I don't handle the money. Why would you accuse me of not giving the money? Well, I don't handle the money. Like, okay. So that's both of your that's both of your arguments, is that you don't handle the money. It's just so perfect for Housewives.
Yeah, and I think, by the way, if we're giving props to Kyle for handling it well, you have to give props also to Garcelle for being really patient when she really didn't have to be with Kyle Richards about this.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought it was actually a really good scene, honestly, because I thought it was really you know, I liked hearing about that, the perspective, et cetera. So now we go over to then they sort of like end it with some like patter about how they gained weight, et cetera. And then we go over to Crystal's house, and Crystal's yelling, not yelling, but she's calling after her daughter. She's like, Zoe, you want your green juice? Crystal? I mean, Zoe, she's just going to call after herself. Zoe, you want your green juice? Which is like,
gross.
Really,
it's like it's the most horrible thing. It's child abuse, is what it is. Okay, it's flat out child abuse. It's like, no, I want Sprite. And Crystal's brother is over there helping getting the kids ready and stuff. And they do a chugging contest for the green juice. And they're calling for Rob. Rob, he's so busy. Lion King, Rob. Lion King, Rob. He's like, yes. Did you call?
It's That's the how they circle have to call of the Rob. Green juice.
Rob, the only way Rob comes to the kitchen.
Hello.
So Rob comes in, and Crystal's like, yeah, you know, Rob directed The Lion King and the Stuart Little series and Haunted Mansion and Mr. Peabody and Sherman and Forbidden Kingdom, which, by the way, was the only movie that Jackie Chan and Jet Li did together. Oh, also, you may remember a movie called Paperclip and Top Hat, voiced by Richard Mulligan and also Betty Davis. No, you don't remember that? It was from the 80s.
Oh, so she's like, yeah, you know, with Rob being so successful and all, look, I don't brag about myself, but I do brag about my husband, and I did marry him, which I guess is kind of a brag about myself, but still.
I think we all remember the Curious Apricot, do we not?
We've gotten to travel the world, you know, Kazakhstan, China, New York. For him, it's work. But for me, it's just, you know, talking about The Lion King and lots of different Rosetta Stone tapes.
Yeah. You know, when you're married to the director of Mr. Peabody and his little dog friend, you know, it's just, you just really live that glamorous life, jet setting to Kazakhstan for film festivals and then Burbank. There's just so much. There's so much to brag about.
Kazakhstan, Burbank. You know how it goes.
A Kazakhstani restaurant in Burbank. I love, by the way, this guy literally directed one of the most iconic animated films, if not films of all time. And we are just like, oh, like just totally ragging on him. But it's you know, it's Crystal's fault, because she should have just left with Lion King. But instead she's like, yeah, he also directed a movie with Jet Li and Jackie Chan in it. Yeah, Mr. Peabody and Franklin, or whatever it's called. Sherman.
Listen, you have not lived until you've sat through Tummy Trouble. Okay. So
he did the adaptation of Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, starring.
I mean, really, did we need a Stuart Little too? That was our only fight, really. You know, I mean, I could understand The Lion King 2, Simba's Pride, but I mean, it's a good video game. But Stuart Little too, I mean, come on, Rob.
Yeah, I told him it should be called Stuart Littler, and he said, no thanks. And I said, fine, I won't see it.
She talks
really well in Kazakhstan.
She talks about how anal she is with scheduling, like that's her job in the family. And she's like, I do everything. And then they're like, here's her assistant brother and her her assistant house manager and her assistant nanny. It's like,
yeah,
all these usual people. But you know what? She does do the scheduling. Okay.
She does.
She's like, scheduling is a passion of mine. I light up talking about it. You know, I'm organized. We have morning meetings. And then we see a clip of morning meetings. And she's like, oh my God, Rob, on your meeting, I see Mel Brooks. Wow, quite a morning.
Is he reading for a role in Basketball and Mrs. Pigeon?
Oh gosh. Okay, so then she's talking about her house and like the size of her house. It's a small size to run. It's only 9,000 square feet, you guys. Okay. And she says there's just her and her brother and Lucy, who she calls El Presidente because she's the boss. And then we see clips of possibly my favorite side character already on Bravo. She's like, do you like this? Do you like this outfit, Lucy? And Lucy's like, it's ugly. Do you need more shoes? How many foot do you have?
And then her brother is there, and he's like a pop star in China, but here in LA, she's like, he's my Manny. So he's just like reduced to driving the kids somewhere. And the kids, of course, are spoiled. They're like, I want presents. I want presents. And then because they're going to go, I guess, see their grandma. And then Crystal's like, well, you can discuss with Nana what you want for your birthday. And then Max goes, well, it's not going to be anything more than $2,000.
She's like, yeah, growing up Chinese, I was taught to respect my parents, their parents and also their ancestors. But, you know, I want to instill that in my family, but I don't think it's working, really.
Yeah.
So far, Crystal's doing pretty. I mean, I'm really liking Crystal so far.
I like Crystal. I mean, we called her an asshole last week, but like, I'd like her. Like,
yeah, I mean, understand that when we say asshole,
we're usually pretty down with assholes, you know?
Yeah.
So
it's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now we go over to like Van Nuys Airport or wherever. It's like the private plane hangar. And there's Rinna sitting in a lounge, and Garcelle shows up. Hello!
Hi! Garcelle! Hello! Hi!
How are you?
I'm wearing lip gloss. Garcelle!
We're the first ones here. I don't want to gloss that over.
And Garcelle's like, where is everyone?
You're the first! Yeah, it's just me and you. Just me, your favorite friend, Lisa Rinna.
Wow. Garcelle's like, yeah, it's pretty awkward. I just want to say, Garcelle, I am super duper excited. Like, really, 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 really. I'm so excited. Oh my God, it's Kyle. Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Richards!
And Kyle is like debuting her first awful hat of the season. Door number one.
Yeah, and then Kyle, you know, because she's Kyle, is like, guess what? Guess how many bags I brought? I brought a checked bag, a duffel bag, a carry-on bag, a hat bag, and a bag with an espresso machine because I want to make everyone espressos.
She brought oat milk and espresso in a bag. If she's trying to be fabulous like Lisa Vanderpump, she is really failing hard on this front.
Yeah.
And Garcelle's like, when Kyle walks in, Garcelle is so relieved to not be stuck alone with Rinna. She goes, I mean, I'll take Kyle. I'll take anyone, really.
So then Kathy comes, and Kyle's like, wow, Kathy, look at you, so nice and colorful. And she goes, well, you know, I have to be comfy because, you know. Which I don't really, but I literally hang on every word that Kathy says.
She is like, revelation of the season.
She is. She's like, I've traveled quite a bit and never gone on an all-girls trip. You may have heard of women going for a bachelorette party, or maybe you've heard of girls going on a spa weekend. Mm-mm. I just always end up with my husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I felt like there was something. She was being passive aggressive at that moment, but I couldn't quite put my finger on. I was like, I know there's passive aggression in there.
Yeah. And she goes, Mrs. Hamlin, do we have any little treats to eat? That would be nice.
Listen, I need to floss these teeth, so let's get the gunk in them now so that we have a better floss experience later. You know what I'm saying?
And Rena's like, I've made sure we have a chef. A chef. And Kyle says, the chef tonight is me. No. No, Kyle. And you're not coming out with some salmon cookbook either, okay? This is a fucking vacation with a private chef. I'm not eating your tripe, okay?
Kyle has never cooked a single thing in 11 years of this show being on the air, and now all of a sudden she wants to cook dinner for everyone? I don't buy it. Okay,
cookbook
I will do...
Cookbook coming.
That's exactly what I thought. She's going to start doing a lifestyle brand. So now they all get on this airplane, and Garcelle needs a flask because she hates small planes, and which is funny because that's what Kyle used to be, but somehow that went away, I guess, when it no longer served her. So she's she just is like Garcelle sitting there with her eyes closed, and everyone's like, Garcelle, how are you doing? Garcelle, you doing okay over there? Garcelle, are you nervous? Are you panicked? Garcelle, we're going down a path of love for you.
And Garcelle goes, I don't like small planes, which you probably all remember. And then we see her at the reunion saying, oh, yes, I traveled a lot as a model, and I've had very many scary things happen on small planes.
Don't know what that means. But... And then Kathy's like, well, at this point, after being hunkered down for 7 months, I would have been happy to go in a plane and travel around and just to do something. I actually have done that about 5 times. That's, you know, when you're wealthy, you just fly around and then land. It's great. Yeah. Paris got me a balloon, actually, for my birthday, an actual hot air balloon. And we went up there and we had a great time until Nikki dropped her purse off the edge of it. So we had to land it and find other ways to fly around Los Angeles.
So we get to Tahoe to our Beverly Hills princess music. It's like, ba-dum. And everyone's screaming, Tahoe, wow! And Erica's like, I haven't been here in so long. Life looks so different on the ground. Last time I saw a mountain, I was standing on a pole on top of it. It's amazing from down here. Rena's like, I came here my entire childhood. Hello, Tahoe, how are you?
Look at that lake!
So Crystal's like, yeah, when you're raised in LA, you just like grow up with friends and have like all the parents just like they all get condos at Tahoe, you know? It's just kind of like it's like a locals trip, right? So I'm like, is it? I don't know. I mean, I'm not raised from here, but it still felt like that was kind of ensconced in some hilarious privilege, right?
And Garcelle's like, well, I've never been, but I think of bears and cold things. And Kyle's like, oh, it's just so magical. And Erica goes,
well, I don't have any good stories about Tahoe, to be blunt.
As opposed to her canon of fascinating and wonderful, hilarious stories she's told over the years.
Well, I don't know anything about Tahoe, but I'll tell you this. It's given me a Luciano Switzerland Italiano Swatch Big Ben Tortilla Nutella Cobblestone Ritz Carlton Pyramid sort of vibe.
Guys, it's like someone took the Capri room and took down all the walls. That's what it looks like in here, guys.
So they get to the house and they've got a guy there. He's like, I'm Mark, host of the Sherman Estate. And he's got very scary eyes. I would leave.
Is that like Mr. Peabody and Sherman? Because my husband directed that. So in a way, he kind of directed this house.
How to Tahoe, baby. So there are 17 bedrooms and 18 bathrooms. So the show is automatically robbing us of our bedroom fight scene.
Yeah.
So clearly they change it up, Bravo.
I suspect they had to get something so huge because they had to put the crew in, right? Like everyone, I'm assuming everyone had to isolate in this house. I'm assuming. So yeah, this massive, massive house, and there's a game room and a movie theater and a sports bar and a pool and a hot tub and a sauna, which I doubt we'll see any of that being used. I mean, it's so massive for 5 people or 6 people.
So Garcelle walks into a downstairs bedroom and she's like, this'll work. And he goes, well, I have to give you some guidelines, ladies. Bears have access to the ground level. And Crystal's like, wait, so there's a ground floor issue with bears, is what you're saying. And Crystal's like, oh, get the fuck out of here. You don't tell the black girl that twice, baby. She grabs her suitcase and just gets the hell out of there.
She goes, we don't do bears, which is also the unofficial anthem of West Hollywood, actually. So Rena is like,
I'll take this room.
I'll take this room. And Kyle can't find her thing. They all come to the startling realization that there are no porters or bellmen or valets in Tahoe in their Airbnb.
Everyone is mortified. It's so funny. And Kathy's just going around going, has anyone seen my fan? My fan? I need my fan. Has anyone seen it?
Oh, Kathy, I have so many fans from Halloween also. God, aren't we so lucky to have fans? No, Kyle, an actual fan that blows wind. Oh, you're welcome. Kyle, I don't even know what you're saying anymore.
Where's the lifter of the things? In Italy, we call them bussaboyas. When it's like, sorry. No bellman here. But COVID won't let me, girls. You're going to have to get some grit, girls.
Is there not even like a little adorable monkey dressed like a little valet? One of those adorable things that could just sort of laugh and hit a bell for us? No? Not
Grit
even one of those?
Grit! Grit!
So now they all have to carry their bags everywhere, which has been an ongoing theme on these shows. It happened on Dallas, hilariously, as well. And so now Kyle goes into Kathy's room, and Kathy has some sort of Chanel hat that's sitting around. And so Kyle, of course, goes right towards it and picks it up, and is just, she's like doing the Terminator scan of it. Like, you could just see the Terminator display where it's like, identified Chanel, price $4,000, logged, message sent to Mauricio.
I love this Chanel hat, Kathy. Is Rick glad you left home? And she's like, oh, he's glad that we can spend some time together. She goes, oh yeah, Mo is too. Mo is too. Because the whole reason they haven't spoken is because the husbands, basically. Rick wouldn't.
Yeah, that was the first time they didn't speak.
Well, that's where it started, because Rick wouldn't move Maurizio up in the company and make him a partner. So then Maurizio started his own company, the agency, and then stole a lot of his clients from the Hiltons. So that was their first big fight.
Yeah.
We never got to see.
I wonder if Kathy being on the show is like contingent with Kyle and Mauricio not being allowed to wear agency logos, because I haven't seen any this season, and that would actually make a lot of sense.
If Kathy was like, I'll do it, but I will not stand around while that paperclip logo is shoved in my face.
I know. That ridiculously poorly designed logo.
So,
and Monaco font.
Yeah, so Kyle's telling us that, oh, she's had so much anxiety and depression not having Kathy, but they finally worked through them. And then we see a clip of Kyle saying that she had dinner with Kathy, and Renna going, yeah, because your show got canceled.
Yeah.
Which is so bitchy and true and hilarious.
Yeah, and so Kathy's like, Kyle, the fan won't plug in. It just won't plug in. I can't get it to work. I can't. And Kyle's like, Kathy, you're ridiculous. Look. And so all of a sudden, Kyle's down on her knees and like plugging it in and everything. And she's like, and Kathy's like, oh, yes, I have to have a fan. The hum relaxes me. It's almost as beautiful as the sound as a dental drill. You know what I'm saying? Just go sleep to it, right?
And I have that same fan in my apartment. And I cannot sleep without it either. When I came to Texas, it took me like 2 weeks to sleep properly with that. I mean, there's something about that particular Lasco fan off of Amazon. I just love that I have the same cheesy knockoff fan as Kathy. There has never been a better hum than the Lasco.
And Kyle goes, huh, as she's like plugging the fan, like, Kathy, you just have to plug it in. Sometimes I wonder how Kathy gets by in life. I'm like, she tricks you into doing all her shit for you. She doesn't want to get on her knees on camera. You just did exactly what she wants you to do.
Yeah. She can't figure out how to plug something in. So then the chef is there, and Kyle's like, well, I'd love to entertain, but, you know, we do have a chef, but sorry, you're going to have the night off. Okay, so here's what you do. Get out the salmon, portion the salmon, get me the pasta, get me the cheese, open it. I'm like, well, she's doing everything anyway. You're just bossing her around. You don't get to say you're the chef of everything when you're making somebody sous chef for you the whole night, lady.
Also, back to your point, like, Kyle, like, fuck Kyle right now. They have a private chef who's going to make them something lovely, and Kyle's just going to make like a weeknight salmon with pasta.
Yeah.
What? I'm mad about this.
So Crystal comes in, and she makes Kyle a margarita, and Kyle's like, oh, wow, you know how to do that? I don't know how to do that. Wow, thank you.
Kyle is so obnoxious. Okay, because all her, she, the whole thing that she's been trying to like sell on us for the past few seasons is that she just loves a margarita. It doesn't matter where they go. She has to have a margarita. Well, you know, I'm married to a Mexican. I need to have a margarita. But she doesn't know how to combine three ingredients, for crying out loud. It's easy. Like there, it's like, it's so easy. She's like, I don't know how to make one. Okay. All right. I feel like in some ways that maybe that's also an affront to her old childhood friend, Bethany Frankel. I'm not sure, but I just feel like, Kyle, don't try to push a narrative that a margarita is just kind of your thing, and then you don't even know how to make one.
Yeah. Well, then all the other ladies come in, which means it's time for our favorite Beverly Hills song and dance.
You look amazing. Wow. Oh, my God, you dress so beautifully.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You look great. Oh, my God.
Darling, I look at me. Sorry, I was just recasting the season.
Has anyone seen my fan? So anyway, they're just, it's like a lot of stuff happening. Kathy goes, are you stirring onions? Are you stirring onions? Are there onions? I like that Kathy doesn't really do the shit that everyone else is doing, because while they're fawning about caftans and fancy pajamas, Kathy is very focused on onions instead.
Yeah, she's just giving Kyle shit at all times. And someone says, Kyle, your nose looks really good. And she's like, oh, I know, even with my swelling, I think it looks okay. And Kathy goes, well, on the plane, I noticed it blew up. It does that.
Oh, you look like Dopey the dwarf. But then again, when don't you? Am I right, everyone? Hey, we're keeping it in the family. We're Disney ladies, aren't we?
Well, everyone says I look younger with the nose job. She goes, oh, yeah. And then next year, we're going to snip off a little more. And then we'll start with the ears.
It's going to take a lot of work, but eventually you'll look like a fetus again. So then Kyle accidentally calls Sutton Garcelle. And then they start joking about how last week Kathy thought Garcelle was Kyle. And Rena goes, that is so Kathy Hilton. The original version of That's So Raven. I don't know if people realize it, but it was originally supposed to be Kathy Hilton.
So they show side by side pics of Garcelle and Kyle, and they do look oddly similar in the pics that they put up, which is kind of funny. Just how they're styled and stuff.
Yeah, but then Kathy goes, I mean, I don't know why I thought it was Kyle. Kyle is so much shorter. I'm like, and also Kyle is white and Garcelle is black. This might be the first time in the history of ever that someone truly is like oddly colorblind. I was like, what?
So yeah, she literally doesn't see color. Crystal's gonna have a fit later. So Erica's like,
oh, my husband does that. Someone will come up and he'll just pretend he knows them. And I know he doesn't know them because he doesn't say, hey, remember Erica? And so I have to go over there and say, hey, yo, fucker, do you remember that that's Don? And then he'll say, oh, yeah, it's Don.
And Rena's like, do you ever help him with the names? Harry does that too.
That's so Kathy Hilton. Even though it's Harry who does it, it's still so Kathy Hilton ultimately.
And she's like,
yeah, I mean, people will come up and have a full conversation being like, we never got our settlement and my family is owed money, yada, yada, yada. And he'll be like, I don't know who they are. It happens all the time.
So, uh-oh, there's a burning smell. Kyle has burnt her salmon. Okay. Dun, dun, dun.
Kyle, who doesn't know how to make a margarita or set a timer, or, as far as we can tell, like basically completely inept in a kitchen, but somehow it entertains all the time.
Yeah. And so she's like, everyone, dinner's ready. Listen, open to criticism here. So if there are any complaints, just let me know. And Erica's like,
this isn't lacking. This is burnt fish.
Yeah. And then Kathy goes, well, you know, Doogie knows her stuff. Doogie, without you, what would we do? And everyone's like, Doogie? And it turns out that her, like, basically Kim and Kathy call Kyle Doogie. And she doesn't know why. And then Kathy explains, she goes, no, a Doogie. It's a little child. It's like a love name. Like, little Tootsie Roll. You know, something like that. You know, just a constant reminder that she's just a small, small child, no matter how old she gets. Even though she does have a nose like that.
So you're 10 years apart.
Nine and a half. Oh, that's big. That is big. That is big. And you know what? Kyle never even annoyed me. Never. Never. Well, I mean, you know, she is just such a good American woman. Do you annoy that?
Whichever annoy you on on holidays, like, I don't know, Halloween.
And she,
I mean, she's an American woman with agency. Mad Jack. Mad.
I would think that she'd sent you to the ER a few times over the course of 8 years.
So Kathy's like, well, you know, Kyle was always very good to me. She never bothered me. Now, Kim, on the other hand, Kim would love to torture me. The first time I wore makeup, Kim came in and snorted the foundation powder right off my face. I said, Kim, just back it up, Kim.
That's Kim. That's Kim. That's so Kathy. And that's so Kim. Oh, too bad there's nothing that's so Kyle. Oh, Kyle, I wish you were more authentic. That's so Kathy.
And Rinna says, well, I could say Kim tortured me too. You know? No, Rinna, no. And just because many years pass, you don't get to just keep saying shit and make it history. Kim never did shit to you, lady. Kim never did one single thing to you. You did shit to Kim. And I'm not the hugest, like, Kim defender in the world. But Rinna just keeps lying over and over again so that we'll all just forget what happened. Well, we won't, ma'am.
Well, also, like, regardless of even that, I just feel like this is a dynamic between sisters, so it's weird to jump in and be like, well, that's Kim. I'm like, you're not in this family. You don't get the joke about how Kim tortures people.
Yeah, she's just trying to get in on any shit talking of Kim. So then we get this bunny clip thing where Rinna is, like, that single tear coming down the middle of Rinna's eye. Because she was so hurt that the bunny was returned to her.
Great moment. And then Rinna's like,
son! Did you bring presents? You're so jealous. That's so Kathy Hilton.
And Sutton's like, Garcelle, you want to play Santa? I was like, geez, hand out your own gifts. So she does. And she's like, girls, with COVID, we need this. And, you know, we're going into election week next week. So we're going to we need this. And they're just a bunch of flasks with their initials. And Crystal's like, I've never used a flask. So thanks.
I know. I'm like, okay. So, and then Kyle says, like, if we pull this out of a beautiful bag, is it wrong? And then Erica's like, well, as two chicks from the South, no. Ha-ha, guess what? I'm Southern again for a moment.
And Kathy goes, I don't know what I'm going to put in that. Maybe mouthwash or something.
What do poor people put in these pebbles?
So nobody eats their salmon. Dun, dun, dun. So Kathy's like, Kyle, I lost my phone. Kyle, you're going to need to go out and get me a new phone tomorrow.
Kathy, why don't you do it yourself? I don't know what a phone is. You'll have to show me. Fine, Kathy. I'm going to go to the store and show you what a phone is, and I'll buy it for you, and then I'll set it up, and I'll give it to you, and then you'll know. Oh, good. Thank you, Kyle. I'm very defenseless.
And Garcelle's like, could you imagine if we all had our sister here? And Erica goes, I don't have a sister. She goes, but if you did, I'm saying. Well, I would have chewed her. I would have eaten her. Which I think is probably the realest thing she's ever said.
Yes.
I totally believe that Erica would have just eaten her sister right in the womb. So Dorit's like, guys, let's play a game. We'll say three things. Two truths and one lie.
They've been teasing this since the trailer all week long, this game of two truths and one lie. And I think we all, as an audience, can agree, we all knew it was going to turn out the way it did, which is nothing interesting is revealed, nothing scandalous. And it's just them, like, tittering at, you know, another stupid parlor game. Or it's not a parlor game, but you know what I'm talking about. So
Crystal's like, okay, I'll go. Okay, I've been arrested. I worked at an escort agency, and I've been propositioned to become a madam. Everyone's like, what?
That's so not Kathy Hilton.
And she goes, the lie is that I was arrested. I worked at an escort agency, but I wasn't an escort. And Erica's like,
oh, yeah, you were the phone operator. I thought I recognized your voice, Pearl. Hey, remember that time you said I had a date with Paul Simon? And I said, hey, this isn't Paul Simon. This is a man standing under a sign. And you said, no. And I said, pay attention to his balls for diamonds. You were good. It worked, girl. It worked, girl.
So then now it's Sutton's turn. She's, I was a barista at Starbucks. I have stolen something. And I was a virgin when I got married. And everyone's like, well, you were definitely not a barista at Starbucks. Just, I was a barista at Starbucks. And as we all know, a barista is someone who yells at people who works at Starbucks, right? No, Sutton.
All right, my turn. I were a while, was part of a federal case. I was adopted, and I used to work for the mafia.
And they're like, oh, wow, I don't know. I am adopted. My stepfather adopted me. My mom is my mom. I'm like, well, I mean, yeah, you're adopted, but like, I feel like you're kind of taking an adoption cred or something like that. And they're like, okay, well, what's the lie? And she's like, I'm not going to answer that publicly. I'm like, see, yeah. This is already a stupid segment, and you can't even share in this. I mean, at least do what Rinna did, which is be like, I'm not a good liar. I'm like, pass. You know, like that. Erica won't even have fun in this segment. It's just.
Ugh. Yeah, Erica sucks. I mean, Erica sucks, and nothing's even happened yet.
Nothing. Like you can't even just like say you once like were like you knocked over a vase and broke it and be like, I never did that. That was my lie. Like, okay, it's stupid, but at least it's like, but like that now you're not even gonna like just like finish out your role. Don't lead us to the water and then not let us drink the water, which I'm not sure is a metaphor, but it will be one now.
Yeah. And I wonder, well, maybe it's because the federal case is right now. Or maybe she's, you know, maybe she's been wearing a wire with Tom or whatever. Who knows?
Yeah.
I'm guessing she used to work for the mafia. So.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Doesn't that just seem like a Shakers girl? Like,
well, yeah.
The girl from Shay. Of course you worked for the mafia in some capacity. So then Erica, yeah, she won't answer. So Kyle's like, yeah, she's so guarded, it's impossible to even know. And Erica's like, I can neither confirm nor deny which is the truth or which is a lie.
I'm like, you're ruining the game. So now it's Kathy's turn to also ruin the game, but in a way that's funny. And she's like, all right, here are my two truths and a lie. I worked as a dental assistant. I worked as a hairdresser cutting children's hair. And I worked as a receptionist at the Waldorf. And they're like, Kathy, these are all you told us about all three of these things. I'm playing.
And then we see clips of Kathy just telling everybody she's done all those things. She's like, I've worked as a dental assistant. I've worked as a hairdresser cutting children's hair. I worked as a receptionist at the Waldorf.
Also, was she a real dental assistant or is she just taking credit for having terrorized the neighborhood children with her weird dental cosplay.
Yeah, who knows? Okay, so now it's bedtime and Kyle's doing her usual, like, the boring people go to bed, the fun people party. So she's like dancing on the bar and asking Crystal to make her a cocktail. And so she's like, yeah, and Sutton's with them. And so it's just Kyle, Sutton, and Crystal down there. And Kyle's like, well, it was so nice that everyone was so happy tonight. I mean, Garcelle was super adorable and sweet. It reminded me of the first time that Jamie Lee and I shot that scene running down the street. I mean, what a sweetheart she was.
Oh, Jamie Lee Curtis. Now that's someone who donates to charity and follows through. Am I right, everyone?
So Crystal asks, what was the problem with Garcelle? Was she not sweet before? And she's like, well, we had an issue, but then the cloud lifted. So it goes, yeah, because you had a good conversation. Both of you did. She goes, yeah, you know, it's over now.
Yeah. So now we go over to Garcelle, who walks into Rinna's room. And Rinna's like, I needed a minute. Come on in. Come on. Sit here. Sit here. Be within range of my lip gloss. So Garcelle's basically like, you know, I want to talk to you because, yeah, I guess you told Sutton that we're in a really good place. And, you know, I sat down and you were like, I did this, I did this, I did this. And I never really got to say how I felt. And I thought that was really shitty. And I thought you were a shitty friend to Denise and you were a shitty friend to me.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I get that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, I get it. Uh-huh. So Kathy Hilton. That is so Kathy Hilton.
It's like, well, how could Denise think you were a good friend, you know, and you weren't? And I don't understand that disconnect. You know, she says you're a good friend. You say you're not. She's like, well, I mean, you know what? I saw Denise like once a month, maybe a couple times a month. And then, you know, after that, I'd never spent any time with her. I mean, who?
Maybe once a year.
Who?
Maybe, like, Denise? You know, honestly, like, our friendship, I cut her out of a magazine and put her on a popsicle stick and said, how are you, Denise? And that was pretty much our friendship. I actually never met her before.
Well, are we close? She goes, oh, yeah, we're close. You know, I mean, you haven't opened up to me like Denise did. I was like, oh, wait, so Denise did? Did I get that wrong?
In a non-close way. Denise opened up to you, but you're not close with her. But yeah. Carcelle did not open up, but you are close with her.
Yeah, typical Rinna. And Rinna's just like, you know, Rinna knows that she's just lying her ass off because she just nods and goes, yeah, yeah, a lot. And her eyes are really wide, you know?
Yeah.
And so Carcelle's like, well, trust is very important to me. Yeah. Trust. Oh, yeah.
Kathy, so I love trust. So Kathy Hilton.
I love trust.
Could you please stop whispering that to your alarm clock?
Well, how do I trust having a relationship with you? And how do I trust telling you something and knowing it's not going to backfire on me? She goes, I can't promise you that, Garcelle. I can't. What?
That's crazy. I can promise that I won't come after you. She's like,
yeah. But I can't change what happened last year. Okay, here's what I can do. I can only say we can move on or not. I feel like you want to punish me. You want to stick it to me. You want to get that knife in. You want to turn it in. You want to give me a bunny. You know what? Stick it to me. Stick it to me. I get it. Stick me.
Torture me like Kim Richards. Absolutely. But I've always been the type, my thing is that I don't get angry enough. You know, I've always had to be nice and I'm not allowed to say how I feel. And so then Garcelle talks about we go with the stigmas that she deals with because people believe that black women are angry and aggressive and she doesn't want to, you know, like maintain that stereotype. That's what she says. And so, you know, so Garcelle's like, it's just going to take some time. It's going to take some time. And we're just, this is good. This is good, though, because you were honest. You were honest. You punish me, baby. Punish me like Kathy Hilton to a little child with a bad tooth. Punish me.
So Rinna tells us that last year, Denise didn't want to be honest. You know, so like she likes that Garcelle's being honest because Denise wouldn't be honest about anything. You know, she didn't want to be honest about issues, so she ran. Yeah, she ran. This is not the same thing of Garcelle saying she's mad at you. That was you guys bringing up a bunch of bullshit and bringing Brandy back on the show to a woman this ruins marriage over what was possibly at least half lies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really the same thing, ma'am. And she's like, you know what? That's all I ask is for honesty. Don't run. Don't hide. Don't send cease and desist. Deal with it in the moment. Deal with it in the moment.
Outside, the bears are like, I think we should just move on to the next house. I don't know. I don't like the sounds coming out of there. So so now
they're like throwing down the burnt fish out of the dumpster. So they're like, oh, God, this house sucks.
Ugh, who made this pasta? Let me just go eat that pine cone. So bears don't even eat Kyle's salmon.
So then down at the bar, Sutton's like, well, I have gotten to know Garcelle, and if you talk to her in a real way, but you know, she'll be there. But if you try to be fake, Kyle, or call her out, Kyle, you can't do that, Kyle. And Kyle's like, you're not being honest by not acknowledging the stuff that happened before all that. And Crystal's like, okay, well, what happened? Like, what was the bomb? So Kyle's like, well, there was this charity I brought up that she donated money but then never paid. And Crystal cringes at that. And she's like, do you regret doing that? She's like, well, I mean, I didn't until we sat down. And then she explained it to me that there's a stigma with black people not paying bills. Like, I wouldn't have known that.
And Sutton goes, well, you know, Kyle, like, she knows, like, I know, Kyle, you would never come from that sort of place. You would never you're not a racist bone inside. You know, you would never. So Crystal's like, well, you know, from the perspective of someone who's not white, you know, when it hits you, when the stereotype hits you, it can be really painful. And you just sort of can't see anything else. You know, because I've had friends who've made Asian comments. Kyle would never come from that place. Kyle would never. So I'm already cringing because.
Oh, my God. This just gets so bad so quickly. It gets so bad. So she says, like I've had things in my life, my white friends have said to me. And Sut goes, you know what? No. No, no, I'm not doing this. I am not doing this right now. You're and like, she goes, not doing what? She goes, not doing what? She goes, I am not talking to you about racial stereotypes when I am trying to. She goes, well, yeah, you don't have to think about the racial stereotypes, Sutton. She goes, and that is why, right there. Why? Because I'm a Southern white girl. Do you want to talk about when I see dumbass rednecks on the TV and what that how that makes me feel?
Yeah, great. Nailed it, Sutton. Nailed it. Sutton's life matters,
no,
too.
So Sutton has been traumatized by King of the Hill, everyone. Noted. Okay? Noted, Sutton.
Do you know how hard it is? I got to Beverly Hills on my own, and you see a TV show that makes it look like you just drive out as a hillbilly. You cannot do that. You cannot drive on it.
I don't even know what propane is. Okay?
Oh, my goodness. So she's like, I also have a stereotype, but I don't want to give up. We are educated. We are traveled. I'm like... Like, I guess, once again, another person who has not learned anything from the past year, really.
Oh, my God. So,
she's also talking over Crystal as well. I mean, like, it's just...
It's ugly. So she goes, she says, like you said, I have a stereotype, but I don't want to bring it up because we are educated and we are traveled. It's like, oh, okay, so stereotypes don't count because you're rich? Like, you're richer than the other people who have to deal with stereotypes? Like, what are you even saying? And Crystal goes, that's insane. She goes, that is not insane. It is called 2021. And Crystal goes, so you're one of those people that say they don't see color? Tell me you're one of those girls. Tell me. Go ahead. Tell me that you don't see color.
And we are, it's almost like you just know what's going to happen next. You just, and Crystal knows it too. And then Sutton goes, are you serious with me right now? Are you serious? And Crystal goes, are you serious? Are you that girl?
Yeah, she goes, tell me you don't see color. Oh, my God. And you just hear Kathy in the back going, you tell him, Garcelle.
Oh, Sutton.
Oh, Sutton, you fucking idiot. What are you doing? My God, this lady is going to be dragged. And rightly so.
Exactly. But so inevitable. I think we've all been just slowly. Season one, I love Sutton, but in the back of my mind, I'm like, at some point, she's going to do something very problematic. It's going to happen. And I said at the beginning of the season, like, everyone, enjoy it now, because she's going to say something problematic. It's coming. And it has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, it has arrived.
Welcome, Sutton. You know, I just don't understand what she's mad about. Like, is she mad that she has to talk race? Is she being like, well, I'm so sick of talking about race? Or, like, what is she mad about? It doesn't even make sense why she's mad.
Crystal wasn't even confronting her or being like, you're a racist or anything like that. No one was pointing fingers or anything, but I don't know why Sutton just worked herself up. I mean, and in the words of Sutton herself, let the mouse go.
Oh my God. What an absolute moron. Well, it'll be fun to see how this plays out, and it makes a hell of a lot more sense why Crystal hates her ass in the upcoming.
Yeah. 100%. So,
everybody,
we said, we were like, oh, Crystal's an asshole, but like, not, this is like true. This is like, that's, she's like, oh, housewife's asshole. But this is like asshole.
Well, it's like assholey about bragging about your riches and your husband, which is kind of a housewife's trope. You have
to do
that.
It's like funny asshole. Right.
Yeah, but or just like coming and being shady to the ladies, like the right out the gate. You know, it's like, yeah, she's being an asshole out the gate, which is not a bad thing on this show. But this, like Sutton, oh my God, Sutton, you idiot. You idiot. We were rooting for you.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how this, you never know. You never know which direction it's going to go. But so far, not great. And if somehow, like, she has a moment where she's like, oh, I see. Oh, okay. I realize how I was wrong or whatever. Then the producers have definitely done her dirty because they're going to let her hang out to dry for a week. And you know what? Deservedly so. Deservedly so. She doesn't deserve
it. All right. Well, that I will not talk about this anymore. This is 2021, Ben.
Oh, my goodness. Guys, thank you so much for listening. We're going to be back tomorrow with some Real Housewives of New Jersey reunion part two. Can't wait for that. That show is fire, as they say. So everyone, stay safe, and we'll talk to you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony. Junie, she's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
In the Hizzy with Jay Hizzy.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel. It's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
We're a fan of Michael Land. Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.